of questions from the back. I'd like to take some other points of view on what you've heard tonight, particularly if anyone is in here. There's a figure thrown across the room that's changed their mind and will actively support ID cards as opposed to not, if you have been swayed by debate and opinion. There's a few at the back. Can you stay on any of your questions?
Sorry, I live in Southampton, there's one well, how does the ID card be at all effective on a country where you have a land border, where you have to and fro across the border, people living in the Republic of Ireland, for instance, who work in the north, people that, and vice versa. It surely makes a whole nonsense of it. And also, people like myself who are not dependent upon on official transport to travel abroad, what incentive is there possibly for me to go along yet my fingerprints, etc., so go to the station?
Okay, thank you very much. Another point of view or questions, please? So I want to take as many as you can because it's 9:15.
Hi, my name is Nicholas Mark. If it's possible, my question is really one maybe the panel might want to look at. We spend a lot of time pulling down the ID card scheme. I'm just wondering whether we can do something constructive and ask ourselves, is there anything that can be retrieved from it? And if so, what? So what can we do to fix it, or do we just throw the whole thing in the junkie?
Okay, that's Martin and Nancy.
as we discussed before, there are other ways of tackling the issue of terrorism, for example, that you mentioned before. I mean, there's been a lot of activity on the front related that terrorist attack is with liquid of some sort on airplanes. This summer has been converted. A little bit of inconvenience for extravagant travellers, but presumably that's a success story for the air security services. The recent arrests, you know, we're working on infiltration or information gathering. So I actually see no reason to why there's nothing to pick up from the ID card scheme, in my opinion. So I can't say anything. Just coming back on what was said earlier about the, nothing to worry about, nothing to hide issue with your information. I think the honest citizens will be adhering to the new regime. And the criminals getting around it. So I think there's a real issue there. I think it's not naive, otherwise, it is a problem. And I don't think we should be treated as criminals. The point you made is we should be treated as criminals. And having an ID card does take that to the step where we're automatically seen as criminals.
No, I can't see any advantages in it. People say, how do we stop terrorism? The only way I know is to have deterrence and punishments so that many people are punished. But that is slipping around this country. There is a huge crop, a massive crime, and it does seem that deterrence are no longer deterrence. And I can't see if I think that's helping anyone.